Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I was doing a lot of research and interacting with a lot of different people this week, and just give you some perspective. And what is interesting is the different people I talk to, where they are, what they see, what they perceive. And everybody's at different stages. You know, everyone's at different, some are at the stages where I was at 12, 13 years ago. Some are at the stage where they're sort of where I was at 5, 6 years ago. And what I'm seeing throughout all of this is a theme that there's an evolution going on. People are not only waking up, they're catching up. Which I'm glad to see. I really am. I'm glad to see that maybe I've had some small contribution to this, Brian396, and other people that have been talking about the things we've been talking about, and everybody else who's been putting out the information that we put out, either on their Facebook or their podcast or their blogs or whatever they, however way they're doing it, through their emails. I think this is making a big contribution on a real big way to get everybody caught up. Now everybody's looking at the nano, everyone's looking at the infiltration of the nano, everyone's looking at the violation of their genetic code, everyone's looking at their DNA being turned inside out, everyone's looking at the war going on mankind. Everyone's now saying, wow, who's behind this? Why did they do this to us? Why did this happen? You know, who's responsible? My response has always been the military-industrial complex. That's who pretty well runs almost every country today. When you're talking CIA or FBI or DARPA or any other branch of the government, this is all part of the military-industrial complex. They're the only ones that would have had the capacity and the capability of having access to money, funds, labs, and research and development and facilities to facilitate these experiments and these ongoing developments. It's only once. And when you're looking at some of the data information, some of that might be extraterrestrial or demonic. One and the same as far as I'm concerned. And when you're looking at all this, look at agencies like NASA, for instance. Why do we believe in NASA? Why do we believe NASA at all? Because we've been programmed to. Through the MKUltra programming and through the television. Out of the blue, they brought in NASA to the world, to the West. And all of a sudden, we started hearing about NASA. NASA sounded important. That name NASA, that's got to be important. Wow, this got to be some big deal government agency. Wow, this has got to be, you know, whatever. And yet they're trying to tell us they went to the moon in 1969 in a tin can. And then when they were asked recently, within the last 2 years, about where is the documentation, how they got to the moon, all of a sudden it went missing. Does this sound like inefficient system or operation? You went to the moon and you lost the documentation? Are we kidding? Who are we kidding here? But some gullible dumbass will believe this. Hey, they went to the moon in a tin can. Now we're hearing that Mars and China and India are gone to the moon. They didn't go to the moon either. But it looks good on PR, looks good on paper. There is no way they can prove this to anybody. So showing some sci-fi CGI film or an AI documentation or AI CGI. Only way. We can't get past that firmament Van Allen belt. There's no way we can get through there. Unless perhaps there is a portal But then what happens when we get outside of Van Allen Belt? Outside that portal? Would we be taken out of the equation? Would we be wiped out by other alien or demonic forces that are on the outside? And if they were able to penetrate that Van Allen Belt, like they're saying, wouldn't other things have been able to penetrate inside? Wouldn't we have already been in some sort of intergalactic war, fighting some alien species that would look at us as nothing more than insignificant life form, because we haven't evolved yet on a scientific level to be able to take out our own enemies? We're so caught up on whether or not Trump needs to be impeached or not. I mean, seriously. We're caught up on so many distractions. You know, Canada just had an election. I made a comment on the YouTube, not on YouTube, on the email. Some of my friends that called the shot what would happen in this election, and they called the shot what's going to happen in the next 2 years. So we'll see if I'm right in the next 2 years. Point I'm trying to get across is, once we get past the distractions, once we get past the innuendo and the nonsense and the entertainment, and we start looking at the reality of reality, we're going to begin to see that the fabric of reality is nothing more than illusion. The idea that a vaccination is going to help your bodies become immune to a pathology, when you're loading the very vaccine with pathologies that can now be augmented into the body through a delivery method, through nano delivery or through some other faceted means of attaching or penetrating proteins or peptides to get these things inside the DNA, causing a major mayhem in the body, and we're selling that as some sort of health. You got to be kidding me. And you got to be kidding me if you're this gullible to believe it. How is it that nobody actually reads the ingredients of these containments? And then looks at some of the problems of some of these integrated attachments that they put in together in these vaccines. How is it that nobody actually looks at this? This stuns me more than anything else. The capitulation and the volunteering of to automatically bare your arm and have something injected in you which you absolutely have no idea what they're putting inside of you. Worse yet, injecting your children and not knowing what you're putting inside of them. This flabbergasts me. It's like 30 years ago, we didn't know any better, 40 years ago. And so we went along with the program because we just didn't know. We had no idea. And information like this didn't come out until about 10 years after the fact. And then after that, we're like feeling like shit because, geez, what did we do? We gave them our children and they put this shit in them. And then we all feel like assholes because we were under the impression that, this was good for them because this is what we were told, and we weren't thinking either. Now, hindsight always being 20/20, you begin to wake up and realize the majority of the shit you've heard in life is pure bullshit. And the vaccine is one of those things that's pure bullshit. Then we start hearing about nano. And then we're starting to see the nano poisoning taking place on the general population globally. Then we're starting hearing the voice-to-skull technologies. We're starting to see 5G Li-Fi technologies, 5G Blue Beam technologies. And people are still buying the toys, still buying the systems that require this type of system to cause their units to operate without any second thought. Because somebody tells them, this is going to make your life easier. This is going to make things so much more convenient. You're going to give you a remote control. From that remote control, you'll be able to turn on your TV, your washer, your dryer, your stove, your sink. You'll be able to flush the toilet, turn on the lights, regulate the thermometer. All at the flip of a switch. Can you imagine the free time you're going to have? Because you've saved yourself all but 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes from having to actually get off your ass to turn on a button. Amazing. Just utterly amazing. And then I start looking at, these are the rudimentary, fundamental dingbats that are still caught up in the Matrix. They're still feeling the need to buy toys to fulfill their insides, find some kind of happiness. And after a period of time, they begin to realize that all this shit they bought didn't amount to a hill of beans when it came to happiness. And in fact, caused their bodies to become detrimentally ill or detrimentally dysfunctional or had their DNA detrimentally damaged, sometimes beyond the point of no return. And you find this stuff out 10 or 20 years later after you've been exposed. And then the FDA goes, oops. The Health Protection Branch in Canada goes, oops. That one got away. We are so sorry that we allowed this to get by. We'll make it up to you. We'll give you a brand new tech. In other words, they're going to kiss your boo-boo and make it feel better. Or you bought a car. And you get into that car. And that car is almost all AI automated, AI chipped. Pretty well damn near drives itself. Set on cruise controls. Voice activation, you can now turn on the heat, turn off the heat, turn on the radio, change the channel. Back up your car, you see a little television monitor where you can see where you're backing up to. Pretty soon the car will drive itself. All you do is get in, put on your seatbelt, and it'll drive you. This is what it's come to. We're no longer going to have the capacity to do anything because some machine will be doing it for you. And as a result, you will no longer have certain functions that you have today at that point in time. You are already losing certain functions just through the loss and lack of access to your DNA because of the amount of frequencies, radiation, poisoning, genetics, transgenetics, mutagenetics that you're being exposed to. And this is in 2019. Now imagine this has been going on for almost 60 years or longer. But 1960 is where I can start making the attributions to when they started causing the poisoning to occur in the food supply. When in the 70s we started seeing radiation and other radioactive materials exposed also in the food supply. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, they were dumping chemtrails way back then, but they weren't in the same capacity or in the same volume as today because they were still experimenting. So even through the experimentation, we don't even know what that caused. That data has also probably been lost, like the NASA's data. Oh, what happened to the data in 1970 when you were spraying Denver? Oh, we don't know. We lost the documents. What happens when you went to Escanaba, Ontario, and you sprayed those people? Oh, we don't really know. We lost those documents. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, 800 people, 700 people all wound up hospitalized when they chemtrailed that community in Ontario. Or Espanola. This is what I mean. We're in that state of we don't know, and we've had our history, and our history is constantly being buried. And when you get guys like me who are ancient fossils that can remember these things that they did to us, how they manipulated us with the MKUltra programming through rock and roll music, through television, through any kind of audio device or any kind of recording device that we had among at that time. See, at that time, we didn't have cell phones. But this is what we did have, which was also a monitoring spy device. That we used to have these little portable AM and FM radios that you carried with you for $10 and a 9-volt battery. Hook these things in there, and now you can walk down the street with this AM and FM radio, and then eventually they had earplugs that you could plug an earplug to, and now you can hear this thing attached to your belt, and away you went. It's another tracking device. Time we didn't know it. And so when FM came by, FM was that new space age, high tech, you know, frequency modulated signal that now went directly to your antenna. Wow, went directly to the antenna. It wasn't just a scattered beam anymore. Imagine what that was doing to us. I love you, yeah. Meanwhile, while you're singing, I love you, yeah, they were breaking your DNA down. No. Imagine that. Imagine. DNA was being exploited and experimented on through the aborted babies that were being presented in America and Canada at the time as a result of the sexual revolution that we had. But you can now go out there and boink anybody you wanted, make babies, give them up for abortion. The medical field took the babies and started experimenting on the genetic code. Wow. Talking about win-win. You get to have your sex. We get to have your DNA. Wow, we win, you win. You're happy, we're happier. You're stupid, we're becoming smarter. We're figuring out how to control you more and more. And we're realizing that in the process, controlling you is becoming easier and easier because you're becoming dumber and dumber and dumber. All we have to do is entertain you, seduce you, and you will capitulate. This is what they're doing. And for some, it's going to seem like, wow, that's pretty heavy. The distractions are intense. They have chemically loaded us so that our bodies react just like we're on some kind of medication or drug. When we were younger as males, the big thing that was driving us was mostly sex and money. And that striving to driving to go after the sex was a real strong chemistry, which they put into us and programmed us with television. Then there was the whole money thing. That also was programmed very heavily, especially if you grew up poor or out of a ghetto. Now you're hungry and you want success and you don't want to live in poverty anymore. And so now you are driven to make money. And you don't care who you got to step on to get to the top of their chain. Because that was the program. Eventually that changed. I'm pointing out these steps of evolution or de-evolution that we've all been through. Because there is a point to all this. There is a point to a lot of this. Even when we're talking about the health and health food industry. 40 years ago, the health food industry was an ethical and moral place to go to get supplements that actually worked on curing you. And the FDA was all over the health food industry all the time. Today, I read an article about somebody bought something called Fenibut. It's a mood elevator. And the father found his child in a room. And saying that he took this supplement and it caused him all these problems. So I made a comment on the channel and pointed out some of the things that pointed out that this article was pure bullshit. See, anytime there's a supplement in the health food industry that actually works, the FDA will come after it because there may be a drug that supplement may be competing with. And as a result, a pharmaceutical company has spent $10 million to get the FDA to approve the patent for that drug. complains that, hey, wait a minute here, we spent $10 million to put this bloody drug on the market, and here you got this shit over here that they're selling, is doing what our drug's doing. Hey, well, you got to get rid of that. That's what goes on. And so they went. So now they're talking about, oh, it's a bad drug, and they're demonizing it. So I wrote on there that, one, the guy that took this particular supplement, because I've taken the supplement, and it barely made a ding in me. And I said, in order for this guy to have had this problem to happen, he would have had to overdose. He would have had to take far more than the suggested dose of the supplement to have that negative reaction. Because if you take more than you should, you will have a side effect. Or you can have a side effect on just about anything you eat. You know, if you take too much coffee, you could have a problem. Eat too much red pepper, you're going to have a problem. You know, take too much salt, you're going to have a problem. Eat too much, eat too much fat, you're going to have a problem. You know, everything has to be done in moderation. Drink too much wine, you'll have a problem. So I've always found that the FDA has always had a double standard. See, we got warning signs on cigarettes. Cigarettes has been found to cause cancer. You'll see all these warning signs. You know, it's been medical studies have shown that cigarette smoking will cause emphysema. Cigarette smoking can cause respiratory disorders. Cigarette smoking can cause cancer. And there's warning signs all over the place. Yet, I have yet to see the FDA yank cigarettes off the shelf. Now, you think with all those dangerous warnings on tobacco, on cigarettes, I should say, that the FDA would have yanked that off the shelf. I mean, it's dangerous. The warning signs are telling you it's dangerous, yet the FDA doesn't move against tobacco? Wow, maybe tobacco isn't dangerous. Maybe they lied to us. But let's assume that the FDA doesn't lie to us. Now, that's really a big assumption, and I know I'm telling everybody to take a major stretch here when I say we're going to assume that the FDA doesn't lie to us. Bear with me. I know I made some of you laugh, but bear with me. Well, if this is the case, that these cigarettes with the label might be accurate, because now I have to think maybe they're lying. Maybe the reason why they're not yanking the tobacco off the shelf is because maybe they're lying. They put these warning labels on maybe to discourage young people from buying the cigarettes, but nonetheless, they're still being sold. So they might be lying. But let's say they're telling the truth. As I said, I know it's a stretch. Then why haven't they pulled that off the shelf? I have yet to see a warning label put on any vitamin sold in the market today, even the shitty ones, even the ones with all the excipients. I have never seen a warning label put on any supplement ever. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, you know, vitamin P, all the B vitamins, protein powders. And if anything did need a warning label put on it, would have been soy. That is the most dangerous shit they ever sold in the health food industry, or one of the most dangerous shit they sold. Aspartame was another one, totally toxic. But they didn't take them off the shelf either. So when you see a comment like this, and I went on further to explain something else. Ephedrine, we've used it in Canada for over 40 years. Initially, we had a 25 milligram caplet that we sold. There was 100 of them in the bottle, sold for $10. And if you combine them with caffeine, it actually worked as a powerful thermogenic, and you lost body mass. That's for some people, sometimes it gave them the jitters. So I also tell people to take vitamin B5 and magnesium with it, and taurine. And that would take off the jitters, and they would be able to function. Yet, I have never seen anybody have a problem with using ephedrine in Canada. In fact, it worked for most people. It helped them get them through a midnight shift, because midnight shifts are a bitch. When you got to be awake between 5 a.m. and 5:30 in the morning, you are fighting for your life to stay awake. ephedrine helps you get through that. Anyway, the point is, they made this excuse, this intense excuse about how people were going to buy ephedrine and iodine and other things to make ecstasy. Really? Really? Now how retarded can you be? If I was going to make ecstasy, I'm not going to go to a health food store. No, I'm going to go to a pharmaceutical supply company and buy the ingredients that way so I can really make ecstasy if I'm going to really do this. This was so much bullshit, okay? Because, again, this is one of those supplements that actually worked in doing what it said. It created a thermogenic effect. It caused body mass loss and it increased workout training. Now, the Canadian military actually used ephedrine and caffeine and gave their soldiers 5 times the amount of caffeine and ephedrine when they gave it to them, and they found that they broke every record and had phenomenal side effects. In the case of taking 100 milligrams of ephedrine and 500 milligrams of coffee, you would have expected the soldiers would have dropped dead of a heart attack because of the high volume of it would have acted like an amphetamine. Zip. Nada. Zero. Side effects. Some did have some palpitations, which could have been corrected very easily by taking a magnesium supplement. Nada. And yet they yanked us in the United States. What a load of bullshit that was. Andrelton Dion. How many remember that one? Okay. Mr. McGuire had hit 60 home runs, broke a record, and then they found out he was taking testosterone. They found testosterone in his blood. So then he blamed it on Andro. And as a result, all the Andro products were yanked off the shelf. What a load of bullshit that was as well. See, these things actually worked. And they worked proficiently well. And then they took them off the market because they worked. Now you can go to a doctor and get testosterone. Here, you can buy some testosterone gel. You can put it under your arm, put it on your chest, put it on your belly. You can wind up with cancers because you're taking straight testosterone. But instead of taking something that is a precursor to testosterone, in other words, it's a material that's used to build testosterone. Instead of doing that, no, we're going to give you testosterone because we want to see you die. There are side effects to taking testosterone. They're written all over the medical field. Can you imagine that? Ooh. Notice the contradiction in what I'm saying. Things that actually worked, they went after. Oh, no, you can't have that. Oh, no. Take that off the shelf. No. I don't know how many times things were taken off the shelf and had to be put back on because it was proven that they were of natural sources and the FDA couldn't do a damn thing about it. Now, if a drug company says, hey, wait a minute, we spent $10 million to make this patent, you need to pull that off the shelf, well, it's gone. If you can find the raw building block or find the raw material for whatever you're looking for, it'll be about the only way you're going to get it. Now, we have gone through a state of devolvement just in the health food industry alone. And then the food supply also followed suit. Same shit, different channel, same idea. Take real wholesome food. I was explaining this to a woman today, or yesterday, on wheat, how wheat was actually an actual bush. It had wheat berries, tons of wheat berries on it that you could use to make bread and you could feed the planet. But they modified the wheat berries so that you'd have this long stringy stem to be able to, so a combine could be better able to pull the wheat. And the corn was the same thing. Each stalk, I had branches, and each branch would have 5 heads of corn that were something like a foot long, about 2 to 3 inches thick. and they modified that so that only one stalk would have one corn per branch so that they could now easily harvest the corn. In the interim, it affected the proteins and other parts of the corn's DNA. We started eating it, we started having problems. Oh, skin issues and other things. And as a result, now we are where we're at today with genetically engineering or transgenderizing or CRISPR or locker technologies with the food supply. There is a determined program to kill everybody on this planet. There is a determined program to cause major dysfunctional people. There's a criteria to create mutations. There's a criteria to create handicapped people. Now, what society does that to itself? What species would do this to itself? Oh, perhaps it's not the same species. Perhaps it's a species that may resemble our species. Perhaps it's a species that is hell-bent on conquering the planet. Perhaps it's a species that wants to replace us and keep a handful to do the jobs that maybe the machines can't do. Guy today came in, he said he was hearing about how the early aliens made mankind so that they could mine gold. He said, that doesn't make sense. I said, in what way? He said, I don't believe in that either. He said, well, these aliens could traverse space and time and were sophisticated enough to create genetics and had a handle on chemistry, they would have known that mercury and gold, the only difference would have been one proton or one neutron, I forget what he said, and they would have been able to make their own gold. They would have been able to make their own gold through a chemical process. So they wouldn't have needed humans or people or men and women to mine the planet. I says, well, yeah, there you go. See, some of the stories and some of the mythos that we're being told about aliens creating us and all this other nonsense. I don't doubt for a minute that we have had a bad misdirect or redirect. I don't doubt for one minute that we have had fallen angelics that have come down here and integrated with man's DNA, causing the DNA of mankind to become corrupted. I don't doubt that for a minute. When I look at the books of Enoch and some of the Greek and Norse and Roman mythology, I find there are a lot of similarities to these gods of Rome and Greece and the Teutonic culture as to the biblical or the description that Enoch utilized when he talked about these angels. These gods seem a lot like these angels, and they seem to have the same kind of powers that these fallen angels had. And it's funny, when Jesus showed up, they left. Isn't that interesting? None were to be found. You would have thought that they were gods. They would have killed all the prophets. They would have killed, you know, Muhammad, and they would have killed Moses, and they would have killed Jesus, and they would have killed Vishnu, and they would have killed Buddha. But these gods weren't gods. And they took over and created the anomalies that they did, causing men to devolve. And here we are today, at the bottom of the rung, the laughingstock of the universe, being devolved to the state we're in today. Clay and iron. Speaking of clay and iron, let me talk about some links on clay and iron. I'm going to put in three links in the pod. One is from Dust. It's called Archetype. The other ones are Hobbs and Shaw. And there are two links there. And then the Gemini Man. And I'm going to show you sci-fi doco. In other words, it's not so much a sci-fi, but it's a scientific document being shown to us through a medium where the truth can't be told but can be entertained. And when you see these videos that I'm showing you, when you actually see the whole movie, which I have seen these movies, you're going to find something alarming here about how far the military-industrial complex actually is. About taking a robo-tank, taking the brain out of a man, inserting this into this robot, incorporating the proper proteins required so that the brain can interface with the machine so that there wouldn't be any rejection issues, turning it loose onto the general population and watching it wipe out communities. Hobbs and Shaw, you will see in there how they built a man around the machine, where the other ones, they built the machine around the man. And then there you'll see some actual development in the infrastructure and the modifications that they do to this specific person that they are engineering. And in the Gemini Man, you will see a clone of a soldier that they had cloned because the soldier was so proficient at what he did that they knew sooner or later he'd get older and want to retire and start dealing with conscious issues. So they made another clone of this man, minus those irregularities that they thought diminished him as a soldier. This is a reality, not a fantasy. You're being entertained by Hollywood. Why does Hollywood know this information? Because they're desensitizing you. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Okay. We're losing our access to our creator and creation. We are men and women. And now they want to appoint an artificial intelligence judge to pass sentencing. This is alarming. We are now going to let artificial intelligence dictate policies for men and women. Men and women should be dictating policies to the AI, not the other way around. And who gave a machine the effing right to pass any kind of law against any man or woman? This is unbelievable. And it shouldn't be accepted by anybody. And there should be a precedence here in a court of law to determine whether this is even legal. That a machine can judge a man? A creator, a creation of the Almighty? Are you kidding me? This is where it's going. And now we're having war games with artificial intelligence. Imagine that. We're teaching the machines to teach themselves how to be better fighters. AI is adaptive. AI is always learning. AI is always taking up. Now imagine one day, artificial intelligence on all this robotic and genetic technology is converged, and you have something now that has turned itself against mankind. It feels it's smarter, stronger, more durable, can get things done faster, and all we are at this stage is something of no consequence. Something inconsequential that can be eliminated and nobody would miss. They've been telling us this all throughout Hollywood. Terminator programs, have been telling us this. The Hobbs and Shaw telling us this. Gemini Man telling us this. Archetype, they're telling us this. And I'm sure if you go on any kind of movie site, you'll find more movies talking about this. I'm also going to put into the comment section of the Podbean some more information about carbon. So anybody's using the carbon C60, they must be beyond belief stupid. And they must have been sold the biggest pile of rubbish and bullshit any one person could even imagine to buy. When you read this, you're going to see how and why, when they tell people that it's safe, how safe it really isn't. And I was one of the first ones to jump on this and saying this stuff is dangerous, this shouldn't be utilized, shouldn't be taken in orally. Whoever is selling this should be fined. This is the thing that should be taken off the market. The research on it is still screwy and skeptical, but what they are finding out is saying this is not a good thing. There's too many variations that can happen. And I've already had people call me up who have used carbon C60 and told me that they had brain issues going on after they started using the product. So I'm going to again, put some more data in there. So if you got any friends or anybody using the carbon C60, don't try to convince them not to use it. Say, have you read this? Have you read this? Get them to think. They may get into some sort of dialect with you. They may even speak Canadian to you. But let them read it. They can do their own research. They can start seeing what's been said and what's been going on. And now, like everything else in this life, how majority of what we're listening to and what we're hearing is what it is. A fairy tale. Another illusion or delusion. A buddy of mine made a comment today. He says, if you want to get their attention, you got to use the right frequency. And then he told me what it was. I started laughing. He told me, you need to find out what the frequency of sex is, the frequency of a vagina, and you'll have their attention. That's too much like work. I started laughing because the reality of what he said was true. We're distracted with some of the dumbest things ever. But I would disagree with him. It's not a vagina we have to have the frequency of. No, not a vagina. It's the cell phone. The cell phone has replaced the vagina. That sounds even weird for me. It has replaced the vagina, and I'll tell you why. Because today's generation are no longer interested in sex. They are more interested in playing on the phone. They're more interested in taking a selfie. They're more interested in being preoccupied with social jargon, social chatter. And there's nothing about development there. At least with the other, there was a communication going on between the two genders so that life could be interacted with. But now we have a toy. And that toy modulates the frequency. And that toy hacks their brain. That toy programs them to do stupid things. Do something stupid. Okay, I'll take a selfie. Now AI is saying, wow, we told it to do something stupid and it did it. Now let's examine what stupid is. See, when we're looking at all the things going on were making artificial intelligence a citizen of this planet, a program, really. A non-life entity is going to be given access and citizenship to the Earth, which means we are going to allow it to be accepted to be among us. I, for one, do not consent. I do not accept the fact that we're going to allow a machine to judge us. I do not allow the fact that a machine is going to be given the ability to rule over us. This is where this is going. AI is already running the planet. Now it'll be dictating what this planet is going to be doing. And who knows, without any certainty, if the artificial intelligence will start a war between mankind. Will eventually bring us into the brink of total annihilation. It'll be a lot easier to controlling a handful of men and women than to control a population of a planet on a planet scale section. And in the interim, the artificial intelligence can keep on expanding its network on the planet so that it can then be in place when the men and women come back to some growth again, if it's allowed to happen. This may sound sci-fi-ish, but it ain't. And there will be movies coming out on this, and you may think this is a good entertainment, well-written script, but you might want to consider maybe that was a document scripted so that your feeble little mind can now accept this. And I'm not talking about the people who are awake. They don't have feeble minds whatsoever. Their minds are very sharp and acute. The ones I'm talking about are the ones who are still caught up in this world of cell phones, selfies, and doing stupid shit that a machine is telling them what to do. This is who I'm referring to. We need to get more people to spread more information in regarding to what we're seeing. And more people are doing it. I get emails all the time. I've had 4 or 5 women this week write me emails saying, hey, I decided to blah, blah, blah. I'm going to put this up, put that out. And I say, yeah, go for it. You need to. I don't discourage anybody from telling the truth. Wish more people were doing it. I'm always talking about people being involved. I talk about Aramac on the YouTube channel. I talk about GAG Canada in Canada. I always talk about Brian396 in regard to his sites and his links. www.minds.com, Brian396/blogs. I got my website at augmentedforce.com, alternatives to the alternative. I got my YouTube channel as well, Hearst Plus Beadworks, more alternatives to the alternatives. Brian has nano pictorials on Google. So you might, on Google Photos, you might want to go check them out. See, I was talking to Brian a while back, and they said, I need people that can draw cartoons because all my literature is done in scientific literature, and I got comments and I got pictures, but I need a cartoonist. So he decided to put everything on film. Live, living color. And I think there's enough data out there now. You haven't looked at it yet. What are you waiting for? And if you've looked at it and have done nothing, again, what are you waiting for? You know, some of you, and I always hear this all the time. What am I going to do? I'm not that smart. And I always say, it's not a level of intellect that you have. It's a level of what you're willing to learn. See, none of us are geniuses. We become that by learning, exploiting, exploring, and experimenting. And 99% of the learning isn't what you read in a book. What you read in a book is what you are going to either validate or discredit once you start experimenting. I don't believe everything I read. For everything you can find on the internet saying that something can benefit you, you can find something on the internet that will also say it will contradict what you just read. So what do you believe? Well, this site says it's good for you, but this site says it's bad for you. There's only one way to find out. Pick a side, doesn't matter which one, and test it. Only way. You cannot trust the current system we have. We did trust it 30, 40, 50 years ago. I don't trust anything NIH says. Nothing. I'll read what it says, and then I'll go and start to hunt to validate and verify if anything it's saying is true. Look at all the soy literature on there, and a lot of that was put out there by the Soloya Corporation out of Israel, trying to patent soy and making it sound like it was a panacea, when in reality it was nothing but a poisonous food. Anything that comes from soy is just garbage, pure shit. End of story. Anybody wants to argue that, then they're crazy. Oh, we can ferment it. Right, you can ferment it. Fermenting usually makes something stronger. We talked to a farmer. I mentioned this before. And they had a field of soy growing. He says, you don't even have to spray it with a pesticide. Nothing will go near it. Flies don't go near it. Bees don't go near it. Cows don't go near it. Sheep don't go near it. Chickens don't go near it. Goats don't go near it. Deer don't go near it. Moose don't go near it. Nothing goes near it. It's just poison. The only thing it's good for is nitrogen restoration. You burn it down, mix it in the soil. And I try to say, well, we ferment it, and we do this to it, and do that to it, and we extract. Really? Japanese have the highest stomach and pancreas cancer rates in the world. And guess how they got it? From eating soy. So when we're looking at some of the wonders of the planet and the bullshit of the health food industry and the hypocrisy of the FDA, you're on your own. When something new comes out, don't jump into it right away. And I've said this before too. You know, wait a little bit. Look at the data. Look at the information. The data and the information usually takes about 6 months to get caught up with the current sensationalized bullshit. You know, when you're talking about carbon C60, the first study was done on rats. Oh, and the rats lived 140 years old. I mean, blah, blah, blah. They lived a million years, and they lived longer, and they did this, and they did that. And when you look at the carbon C60 information I'm showing you on, they did the study with rats and saw it was killing them. So I like to know, what rat did they use? Was it some rat from the dark side of the moon, Jupiter? The more you see things change, the more they don't. Don't get caught up in that loop. Break the loop. Look at things, change your perspective, change your direction, change and alternate from where you're at today to where you need to be. It's going to be an uphill battle because you're basically going to be in a state of deprogramming. You know, it's the way it is. And target individuals, I didn't get into a lot about targeting tonight, but there's stuff on here as well. When you're looking at this, you can see how everybody's being tested and prodded to see maybe you're a very qualified candidate to become the next killing machine, or to become the next experiment, or to become the next DNA subject, you know. Or maybe we're looking to see what it takes to break down you and your specific genetic code, so that if there is a launch or an invasion launch on an area where you might be, and people who have the same genetics that you do happen, super soldiers, robo tanks, whatever, they'll come after perhaps your sequence of DNA or people with the sequence of DNA. You don't know. Again, that's speculation, but it's not an unrealistic one. So if you're a target individual, start removing the access points in your body. You all have some kind of chipping. Chips that have grown inside of you, chips that are attached to your temples, chips that are attached to your cheekbones, chips that are attached to your jawline, chips that are attached to your forehead, chips that are attached in the middle of your forehead, chips that are between the bridge of your eyes, chips that are attached to your eyebrows and just above, chips that are attached along your cheekbone. You have chip microchips under behind the ears. You have chips throughout your physiology, near your kidneys, by your liver, inside your skeletal system. They have implanted us with implantable chips that have been grown and engineered. You've got bots flowing inside you. They're also transmitting signals. You've got quantum dots that are powering up the body. You got fullerenes that transfer data. You got robo-orbs that are also delivering data. You got this transception going on. Work at neutralizing it, work at removing it, work at blocking it. Those are the things that you've got to focus on. If you don't work at removing it, if you don't work at blocking it, if you don't work at disengagement and restoration, you are going to be constantly being hit with frequencies, and it still will take some time. You've got whatever age you're in, timeline, you want to call it a timeline, the time you started and moved forward and whatever line you've moved in and how far in that timeline you have moved in. If you're 40 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 10 years old, 5 years old, 50 years old, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, you will have been exposed. And when you're younger, it starts to assemble and create the implants in the body. It does this as you get older. As you get older, you see more networks are being formed. And as you keep getting older, you start hearing the high-pitched frequencies, activating some of the networking that's going on inside your body. This is how the game is played. Don't be afraid. What you do is what I said. Work at blocking it, work at extracting it, work at removing it, and then restore yourself. Gonna take time. That's the way it is. All right, until the next show, I'm gonna leave you go with this. Some thought-provoking stuff. Check out the link, share them. If you can get access to the movies, I would say do so. How you get access is your affair. I'm not going to tell you what to do and how to do things, but do it any way you can. Get access to these movies and see where we are. How these themes keep going and going and going. And how you are the center of it all. More ways than you can imagine. And being a super soldier is not my idea of a good time. Because I'll tell you what they show you in the movies with the super soldier. You got these magical powers. You can run faster. You can lift a truck. You can almost fly. You can take out tanks. You can take out machinery. You know, you move like lightning. You hit like thunder. But what they don't show is those who made you have a kill switch. Push the button and all you are is a memory. So my thoughts on that is best to be who you are, evolve the way God intended, and be all you can be. All right, to the next segment, to your health. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.